Time for the first part of The Nutcracker and the Mouse King.
So goes hop, hop, hop. Chisel goes chip. Hammer goes tap. Hurry up, hurry up. Buzz, buzz, buzz. Chip, chip, chip. Tap, tap, tap. Everything must be ready and on time, or Dr. Stahlbaum's children will never forgive their old godpapa. Christmas 1816. A Christmas to remember. And what about you, little nutcracker soldier man? What can we do about you? New coat of paint is about all I can offer. Not much, but better than nothing, perhaps. Smart new soldier uniform. Violet jacket. That's it. With gold braid. And white buttons. Oh, and shiny black boots. Eyes. An unusual shade of green. Beard as white as cotton wool. Well, of course, it is cotton wool. And as friendly a smile as I can give you. What sharp little teeth. Well, that's the best I can do for you, my little nutcracker man. The rest will be up to them. Oh, almost time.
Tonight, Christmas Eve. I didn't think it would ever come.
What fun we'll have.
Think of all the toys we'll get.
That's Mary.
Think of all the sweets we'll have.
That's Fred.
Christmas Eve.
And that is where I come in.
The Nutcracker and the Mouse King, a serial for radio in 4 episodes by Brian Sibley, based on the story by E.T.A. Hoffman, with Edward D'Souza as Drosselmeyer and Tony Robinson as the Nutcracker. Episode 1, Christmas Eve.
It's been such a long day and everyone's been busy, busy, busy.
Too busy to bother with us.
Poor little Fred.
They haven't really forgotten us, have they?
Oh, what a terrible thought, Mary.
Listen, you can hear them getting things ready.
Will it be much longer?
It can't be.
It's Father Christmas.
Don't be silly. Father Christmas doesn't have to ring a bell.
Well, who can it be?
I know who it is. Come on, let's look out the window. There, see?
It's got Papa Drosselmeyer.
Hey, look, he's seen us.
I don't want to look. He scares me.
Now, I'm only a nutcracker, so I'm hardly the most handsome fellow in the world. But the fact is, Godpapa Drosselmeyer is not very pretty. He has dusty old clothes and wears a big white wig because he hasn't got even a single hair on his wrinkly old head. He's short and thin with a humped back and a great black patch where his right eye should be.
I don't like Godpapa Drosselmeyer's patch. It's like a black hole in his head from which something is watching me.
Don't be silly. Think of all the presents he brings us.
He does make the very best toys in the whole world.
Not just toys. He makes and repairs clocks as well. And a Drosselmeyer clock always tells the right time. He's certainly clever.
I wonder what he'll bring us this year.